From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. President Trump said, "We will see what happens. Certainly, that is not the first choice," when asked Wednesday whether he would take military action against North Korea. Trump spoke to reporters following a telephone call with China's President Xi Jinping.
"We had a very good conversation with President Xi of China. It lasted for about 45 minutes. He's very much in favor of the denuke of North Korea. And we're talking about different things. We have some things we're going to be talking again soon."
Asked by VOA what he discussed concerning North Korea with the Chinese leader, Trump replied that President Xi would like to do something, but it is unclear whether or not he can do it. Trump described his conversation with Xi as very, very frank and very strong. He said it was a very good phone call. As you heard, he said it lasted a long time. President Trump says he's confident Congress will act to protect 800,000 young undocumented immigrants from being deported, even after he moved to end the program that kept them from being returned to their home countries.
"Congress, I really believe, wants to take care of the situation. I really believe it. Even very conservative members of Congress, I've seen it firsthand. If they don't, we're going to see what we're going to do."
Trump was speaking aboard Air Force One on Wednesday before flying to North Dakota for a speech about tax reform. He said he told congressional leaders at a White House meeting before leaving Washington, "If we can get something to happen, we are going to sign it, and we are going to make a lot of happy people." You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. Myanmar's de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi says there has been a, quote, huge iceberg of misinformation about the violence in her country's Rakhine State that has forced nearly 125,000 minority Rohingya Muslims to flee across the country and into Bangladesh. In a statement posted on Facebook Wednesday by her office, the office said that she had spoken with the Turkish Prime Minister, the president, that is, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, Tuesday about the crisis. The statement said Aung San Suu Kyi discussed a series of photos posted on Twitter by Turkey's deputy prime minister that allegedly showed dead Rohingya. The photos were later proved to be unrelated to the current violence. UN investigators accused the Syrian government of Bashar al-Assad of deliberately using chemical weapons against civilians. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva, where the UN Commission of Inquiry on Syria has just issued its 14th report on the human rights situation in the war-torn country.
The report notes a Syrian aircraft dropped sarin, a nerve gas, in Khan Sheikhoun, killing more than 80 people, mostly women and children. The investigators also criticized the U.S. forces for not taking all necessary precautions to protect civilians and civilian objects when attacking alleged terrorists. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The Trump administration has imposed sanctions on two senior members of South Sudan's government and the country's former army chief. The State Department says it's targeting the men for their roles in threatening the peace, security, or stability of South Sudan, which is in the fourth year of a bloody civil conflict that has displaced 4 million people. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says the powerful Hurricane Irma is passing over some Caribbean islands and is headed for the United States. The center is calling the storm potentially catastrophic. It would reach the area around Puerto Rico by Wednesday night. Irma will also brush the coast of the Dominican Republic on Thursday. And United States Senator Bob Menendez, a Democrat, was in a federal courthouse Wednesday in New Jersey for the beginning of his corruption trial. He is accused of taking bribes from a wealthy donor in exchange for supporting that donor's business interests in Congress. You can read more about these and other developing and late-breaking stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Jonathan Smith reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.